VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube.
Welcome to CNN 10.
Good day, listeners. It's time for our news briefing. COVID-19 suffocates India. The South Asian country, India, is our first story of the day. The country is experiencing a new wave of coronavirus infections, and this time, it's a big one. India is the second most populated nation on the planet. It's almost one-third the size of the United States, but four times the people, 1.3 billion. Health experts say the country's first wave of coronavirus infections peaked last September and October. During that time, India was reporting about 100,000 positive tests per day. The numbers dropped during the winter of 2020, but this month they skyrocketed. India has recorded more than 300,000 new cases each day since mid-April 2021. In India's capital city, New Delhi, there is both a lockdown and a shortage of oxygen supplies, which is used to help people who are critically sick and having trouble breathing. Since New Delhi doesn't produce its own oxygen supplies, a single oxygen tank that was sold at 6,000 rupees before the pandemic is now 50,000 rupees. So the country has been desperately asking for help from other countries. Despite India's spike in coronavirus cases, the country's medical officials are telling people not to panic. A large percentage of those who were tested positive for COVID-19 have no symptoms. But if people with mild cases rush to hospitals, which some of them already have, it puts pressure on medical centers and makes it harder for them to focus on those who are at higher risk from severe cases. That's why experts urged for people who have mild or no symptoms at all to treat themselves at home. Biden says Armenian mass killing was genocide. And now moving on to our second news of the day, taking you on a short trip of history. The Ottoman Empire was home to about 2 million Armenians more than 100 years ago, an ancient group of people who lived in the region. By 1922, the number of Armenians in what had become Turkey had fallen to 400,000. What happened to them? Armenians said it was genocide. During World War I, the Ottoman Empire either murdered or forced hundreds of thousands of Armenians to flee. Although there is photographic evidence that large numbers of Armenians were killed, the Turkish government, on the other hand, strongly opposes the use of the word genocide. They said Turkish and Armenian lives were both lost during World War I. The term genocide has divided Turkey and Armenia. It's also a word that American leaders have hesitated to use. But this month, President Joe Biden officially recognized the Armenian genocide at the hands of the Ottoman Empire. Check out today's CNN 10 video for more detailed information. Also, be sure to witness the successful passenger experience of Hyperloop, a transportation technology that claims to be able to travel at 1080 kilometers per hour. Pretty unbelievable. And now here's our sentence of the day. Despite India's spike in coronavirus cases, the country's medical officials are telling people not to panic. Once again, despite India's spike in coronavirus cases, the country's medical officials are telling people not to panic. Alright, let's take a look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, spike. Spike, which means to rise to a higher amount or a level. For example, the unemployment rate in October spiked to a new record high. Number two, officials. Officials, which means people who have position of responsibility in an organization. For example, government officials declared a state of emergency due to water contamination. Number 3. Panic. Panic. Which means a sudden strong feeling of fear that prevents reasonable thought and action. For example, everyone in a bank panicked upon hearing the gunfire. And that's all the time we have for today. Can you believe it? An oxygen tank for 50,000 rupees. That's almost 20,000 New Taiwan dollars. I feel so grateful and lucky to be in Taiwan, where the pandemic is controlled and prevented. Dear listeners, no matter where you are in this world, we're all in this together. Stay safe and keep the faith. We shall overcome. This is Ken Miao, and I'll see you guys again next week. Peace!